Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you tuned in around the Super Talk Network this afternoon online. However you find us, we're just glad you're here. Bob Getty got the show solo today from the Southern Bancorp studio, and a great show. Steve Cotton is the play-by-play voice of the Marshall Thundering Herd. He's going to join us in just a moment. Kerry Luke, the dad of Braden Luke, who had the big dramatic three-run home run, going to be on the show later. Lee Applewhite, the new senior athletic director at Southern Miss. And Scotty Fletcher, a local product, a PRCC women's basketball coach that has now taken the head coaching job at Louisiana Monroe. But first, let's talk baseball. Got our friend Steve Cotton back on the Eagle Hour. And Steve, first of all, thanks for coming back on. I know we play at 5 today, Central Standard Time, and it's recently been announced a doubleheader tomorrow. How does the weather look up there in at beautiful Marshall?
Well, it's a little soggy outside right now. It was very rainy this morning, last night. They have flash flood warnings throughout this region, not right in the Huntington area. But over in Kentucky, north of us in Ohio, and farther east in West Virginia, all under flash flood warnings, a couple of inches, 3 inches of rain in some spots. And we're going to be dodging it all weekend. Right now, the rain has not been bad for a couple of hours. We call it the new ballpark, year two for Marshall at Jack Cook Field after years of being college baseball nomads. And it drains well, so you just get rid of that rain for a half hour, 45 minutes, and you're ready to play ball. It looks like, even though it's going to be gray and cloudy and a threat of rain all day, right now the weather forecast says we should be pretty good to get into tomorrow. Wow. So get in one tonight, get in two tomorrow, and call it a weekend.
There you go. Well, I've seen pictures, but, whoa, what a beautiful new facility Marshall has, right?
Yeah, and it's been so crazy. Some of your fans, I'm sure, have heard over the years of Marshall's situation. They know that Southern Miss has played Marshall at the minor league ballpark in Charleston, West Virginia, which is nearly an hour from here, several occasions. One year, it was bumped down to Beckley, West Virginia, which is 90 miles away from Huntington. Marshall, after being bumped off of a campus field in 1928, the plan was, we'll go to the minor league park, which was in Huntington at that time for a few years, then we'll get something built. And that never happened until 2024. But year two, a good facility, and we are certainly glad that we play home games on campus again these days.
Well, that's great. And an indication that the university wants to invest in its baseball program. Is that, it seems to be an obvious observation.
Yes, and toward that end, the park, even though Marshall hasn't shown that it can be at that kind of a level yet, it's built to NCAA regional hosting standards. So that's the dream. That's the way they built it. It was done right, and it's a good facility, and we hope to see dividends that, and we have already. Coach Greg Beals has a much easier job trying to convince baseball players to come to Huntington, West Virginia these days.
All right, Marshall's 14-15, 3-6 in the league, but 10-3 at home, so they play well at home. Good Southern Miss team coming in. What are you expecting?
Well, I expect, and especially tonight, but even tomorrow, it might be tough for guys to get a lot of good wood, good metal on the baseball, because we are looking at tonight a great pitching matchup. Last year, Bryce Blevins, first team All Sun Belt Conference, gets the start for the Thundering Herd. You people, your listeners know what J.B. Middleton's done this year. And those, I'm sure many were at Pete Taylor Park last year. It was Blevins on the mound in that Saturday game that went 13 innings, and it was 2-1. Blevins pitched into the 10th inning for Marshall and gave up one run on one hit. That was a Davis Gillespie home run. Eagles got the win in, at least from Marshall's standpoint, somewhat controversial fashion in the bottom of the 13th inning, when initially the winning run was called out at the plate, and then they went back to a review, and Marshall's catcher was called for interference, and the winning run scored that way. But Bryce Blevins back on the mound, got off to a bit of a slow start this season compared to what he did last year, when he four times last year, Bob, was the Sun Belt Conference Pitcher of the Week.
Wow.
And he is a fascinating guy to watch pitch. He is the consummate crafty lefty who, that game last year, Billy Oldham and Bryce Blevins locked up a 13-inning game that they played in 2 hours and 50 minutes. Bryce, if people are going to be watching tonight or listening in, often throws his pitch with more than 15 on the pitch clock, especially if he's got nobody on base. And he moves along in a hurry, keeps the defense on its toes, and he's a guy, lefty, who tops out at about 86 miles an hour. You hear people talk about the key is to throw strikes, throw crooked strikes, pitch at the knees, and Bryce Blevins is a crooked strikes at the knees guy when he's on.
Best pitcher on the staff?
Well, tomorrow we expect Griffin Miller to be the starter in the first game, and Griffin's had a great year. He's a sophomore. He is he's a right-hander who throws hard. He gets, you know, up and I say hard into the 90s compared to Bryce Blevins. He throws hard and has an ERA of under 3 this year. He's pitched very well. A couple of weeks ago, he took a no-hitter into the 7th inning and ended up being charged with 2 runs because he walked a guy who led off the 8. He got a really that guy scored. He got a tough luck loss. But he went into the 7th inning with a no-hitter against James Madison. JMU bunted for a single. That guy went around to third, and with 2 outs, scored on a ground ball that hit the bag at second base. The shortstop was there ready to make the play. So he ends up giving up a bunt single and a ball that hit the base as his only 2 hits allowed, and he took a loss. He got a no decision this past week with Marshall at Troy. Again, pitched great into the 8th inning. So Marshall has a couple of guys, and then the Herd kind of goes to more of a bullpen game on the 3rd game of a series, you know, usually Sunday, but maybe game 2 tomorrow. And we see how it goes if we get to that point.
All right, Steve, I have to ask you this. Obviously, everyone knows, obviously, that the Marshall head coach came here for football, brought a lot of players with him. Will there be any ill feelings about that this weekend, or is baseball completely separate? Of course, the baseball team has nothing to do with the football program.
Sure. Now, there are folks who who have changed their view on Coach Huff, you know, because when he was wearing the Kelly green, he's ours, and then he moves on. And the fact that it's to a rival in your conference probably ruffled the feathers even more for some folks. But I think the focus will be on the guys out there on the baseball field for the weekend series, that's for sure.
What have you seen around the league so far, Steve? I know you guys have played Troy, James Madison, Arkansas State. What's your observation at this point about Sunbelt baseball this year?
Well, the series this past week and at Troy, so you got a top 20 team, Marshall on the road. I think even though Marshall lost 2 out of 3, the Herd's 3-6 through the 3 weeks, has won 1 and lost 2 each of the weekend series at Arkansas State, at home against James Madison, and then at Troy. But Marshall, I believe, even though it was frustrating to lose 2 games, gains a bit of confidence that, hey, the Herd can hang with anybody. That was a top 20 team at their place. Marshall lost 4-3, 4-3, and then won a 6-5 game. The second game, the Saturday game, Marshall led it 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning, let a couple of guys get on base, and a three-run triple is the difference maker for Troy. So the Herd, I believe, gained some confidence that, hey, we're not bad, and let's go take a look and see what we can do. And if we do that kind of a thing and can sneak away with a couple of wins against a top 15 team, then we know we've got it rolling here in Huntington. We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, about 40 seconds left, your observation of Troy, who got all the preseason love.
Well, they came up with – they pitched it well, they played defense well, and they got clutch hits. Talk about that bases-loaded triple in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was the only hit Marshall relief pitchers gave up in that game. And, you know, the clutch hitting is the key. That was the difference. Marshall had guys on base, didn't get the clutch hits, and that's why the Herd lost 2-4 to 3 games.
Steve, it's always good to talk to you, man. We always appreciate you coming on the Eagle Hour. We look forward to some great baseball between Marshall and Southern Miss. And just keep that rain away, Steve. Let's get these three games in.
I'm hoping so, Bob. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Steve Cotton, play-by-play voice, Marshall University. If you were at the Pete last weekend, you saw the dramatic home run by Braden Luke and the reaction of the players and coach. We're going to talk to Braden's dad, Kerry, former Golden Eagle himself, about that moment next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg. That's where we're broadcasting from this afternoon. That opening segment with Marshall play-by-play boy Steve Cotton was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. This segment by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you find all your Southern Miss apparel. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Thousands of you do every month, and we're very, very grateful to you for that. Well, if you were at Pete Taylor Park last weekend and you witnessed the dramatic three-run home run by Braden Luke, then you'll know what I'm about to talk about. That was not only a big, big hit in a game that helped the Eagles win the game, but the reaction that you saw from Travis Creel and all the ball players who truly, we've learned, love this kid was really a special moment. And so we asked Braden's dad, Kerry Luke, no stranger to Southern Miss baseball himself. He played here in 1995 and 1996 for the one and only Hill Denson, and before that, 2 years at Meridian Community College for Scott Berry and Corky Palmer. So when you play for Corky Palmer and Hill Denson, Kerry Luke, I guess there's really nothing you haven't seen or heard in your baseball career.
It was interesting, to say the least. Those were two of my favorite men that I've ever been around, and two great mentors, two great coaches, and it was a really special time to get to be a part of that with them.
We kick off every baseball season with a two-hour show, and our co-host is Hill Denson, so you'll have to admit, we're pretty brave guys to put him on the air live for 2 hours, right?
Coach Denson is he is a comedy special waiting to happen most any time you talk with him. So I can only imagine 2 hours for him to get loose. It was probably entertainment for sure.
I want to go back to your career some, but I want to touch on last weekend. You know, you go to ball games, and I go to a lot of Southern Miss baseball games, and every now and then there's a really special, unique moment, and that involved your son last weekend. When he came off the bench, hit a three-run home run in a really tight game, and great hit, beautiful swing. But it was the reaction, I think, of Travis Creel and the baseball team that was unusual. You could just see the excitement that everybody felt and the love that they had for your son in that really special moment. Now, I've been in similar moments through the years with my children when they were playing sports, and I can remember when they would be under a pressure situation and something big happens, your heart's about to pound out of your chest. What was it like for you last weekend?
You know, playing the game was a whole lot easier than watching your kids play the game, that was for sure. But knowing in the situation that he was in and knowing, you know, what it feels like to be in that situation is a little bit extra. And, you know, you want them to perform well, and you know, the opportunities have been limited, and, you know, you want him to succeed, and not only for himself but for the team. You know, I mean, every kid out there wants to be a part of helping the team win, whether they're cheerleading in the dugout, whether they're, you know, coming into pitch, getting a big hit, making a big play. And I was so happy for him to get to see that. And I think that's why you saw the joy from all the other guys and the coaches. They know that, you know, these guys that aren't in the starting lineup every day, they're working hard. They're trying to keep themselves ready in case their number's called. And to just be a part of getting a big win and, you know, getting a big hit to try to help the team win, that was huge. And they appreciate it. You know, that's the good thing I can say about Southern Miss baseball. It's a family. Those guys pull for each other. The team chemistry is great. And you can see the guys on the bench. They're rooting for those guys that are playing in the field. And those guys that, when they see their teammates go out there and they're successful, they're rooting for them as well. You know, I got a picture sent to me by Matthew Russo's dad, Jeff, and Jeff sent a picture, and it was Braden in the dugout celebrating, and Matthew's standing right behind him, and he's celebrating just as much as Braden, you know, and that says a lot. You know, those are good kids, and, you know, they're all pulling in the same direction, and it was really special to see.
What did Braden say to you about that?
Thank goodness. You know, it was just, you know, having to come in there and, you know, just staying in the moment and not getting too high, not getting too low, and, you know, just putting a good swing on the ball and having something good happen. You know, he's had a couple at bats this year where he really hit the ball well, one at Mississippi State and one the other night at Southern Miss against UT Rio Grande. And, you know, he hit the ball to the wall both times, you know, just missed a good hit, you know, but that's how baseball works. You know, you can hit it well one time and then, you know, barely hit it and get a hit the next time. So he was just happy that he was able to contribute.
Growing up, was Braden always a big power hitter like what we saw?
But he's always been a great bat-to-ball skill kid. Since he was, you know, 3-4 years old, he had unbelievable bat-to-ball skills. And that's kind of what he's done his whole life. He's not just the, you know, the Slade Wilkes power guy or the Davis Gillespie or Carson Pato. Those guys have unbelievable power, can hit it out of anywhere. Braden's more of a, you know, bat-to-ball guy, doubles in the gap, hits some balls out, but he's always been a good contact guy, you know. And so I tell him all the time, you were a doubles hitter in a home run body, you know. I mean, that's kind of his, you know, his nemesis, you know, the lack of speed, but he's more of a gap-to-gap type hitter.
Well, I will tell you that both Coach Oz and Travis Trill were on the show last week, or this week, actually, and they just talked about the great love that they have for your son, and they both told me he is a beloved member of the baseball team, and the guys on the team really love Braden a great deal, and I wanted to pass that along to you. I'm sure you knew that, but that came directly from both coaches. Now, let me talk a little bit to you about your career, 95-96 under Hill Denson. I love talking to you guys that played in those eras because I always ask this question. What does it mean to you to see this program now, such a nationally respected program, 13th ranked in the country, pretty much now a perennial top 20-25 team, two super regionals in the last 3 years? As a one of the guys that helped build that foundation, Mr. Luke, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, you know, everybody wants to be associated with a winner, you know, and to see where the program has come through the years. And it was all built on, you know, the foundation of we're going to go out and we're going to play everybody as hard as we can play them, you know, day in, day out. You know, we're going to get guys that want to be here. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be a tough-nosed team, battle you to the very end. And I think that's shown up through the years. And it, as it's gotten bigger and better and stronger each year, and those, that foundation was laid. And, you know, you just see guys carrying it on. More and more people want to be a part of that, especially in today's age with, you know, the NIL and money and all of that. You know, you love to see guys that want to be somewhere and be a part of a program and get in there and battle with each other. The team chemistry that Southern Miss puts out each and every year, I think, is what separates them from the rest of the programs. You know, those guys, they're there, they're pulling for each other, and, you know, they're fighting hard to the end. You know, as a former player, that's what you want to see. That's what you want to say, hey, I was a part of that program. You know, we might not have went to the regional or done this, but, you know, we were part of that foundation that was laid.
It's like the foundation on a house. And
Exactly. Yeah. And there were guys before I got there that, you know, that were just phenomenal baseball players. I played with some really good baseball players. Chad Bradford, Coach Keller Bradford's dad, you know, we were on the team together, and, you know, I remember when Keller was born, you know, I mean, it was, you know, we had some really good baseball players, guys that played in the pros. And, you know, as each year you keep following it, and the talent level's increasing each year, we're getting more and more of those guys. And, you know, I mean, that's fun to watch. You know, Braden transferred from Ole Miss, and, you know, at Christmas, you know, when we made the regional and the super regional run 3 years ago, and he was redshirted, but just getting to be a part of that and seeing the atmosphere at the Super Regional was just, that was unbelievable, you know, I mean, and that was really good baseball played there, you know, and, you know, it was so fun to be a part of and to watch that.
Now, you and your son played at Meridian Community College, so when Braden left Ole Miss, I mean, coming back to USM was kind of a natural move. He's still following his dad's footsteps.
Well, you know, that was one thing I told him from day one, son. You're your own player. You follow your own path. I've been down this road before. I've had my time. This is all about you. If you want to go to MCC, go to MCC. If you want to go to Pearl River or Southern Miss, wherever you want to go. And I think COVID, you know, he was the 2020 graduate, you know, and COVID had a lot to do with how things shaked out, you know, with recruiting and all that kind of stuff. But best decision for him going to MCC. You know, he developed a lot as a player and, you know, had a really good 2 years there, made a lot of great friends and improved a lot and had a chance to sign with Ole Miss. And, you know, things just didn't work out at Ole Miss. And, you know, but that was his decision and he had to live with it. And then he came in and had, you know, three or four schools offering it, you know, in the portal. And, you know, I was happy when he came to Southern Miss. You know, I've known Coach Oz for a long time, knew Coach Creel back when he was a player, you know, and knew what the program was about. So I was super excited, you know, for him to be a part of that. But it was always his decision. I always told him that, just, you know, you make that, we're going to support you wherever you go. So.
Well, I want you to know, and your wife and Braden to know, how much that meant to all of us that follow Southern Miss baseball. And we all had that, just a great, great feeling for him. It was just a really special moment, and I'm glad that your son was the spotlight of that moment. I thank you for being on the show, Mr. Luke.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Kerry Luke, everybody. Father of Braden Luke. Hey, don't forget about MCS Home Center out of Bellevue, Highway 98 West, brand-new state-of-the-art facility. Big, big store full of everything for your home, your lawn, your garden, carpeting, paint. They got it. MCS Home Center, locally owned, locally operated, good, friendly local folks to take care of you. We appreciate them being part of the Eagle Hour. We'll continue right after this.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Kerry Luke for coming on the show today, talking, about his son, Braden. Also, Steve Cotton from Marshall University, still to come later in the show. Scotty Fletcher, who is the new women's basketball coach at Louisiana Monroe. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, where all the ball games will be on the TV starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And live music starting tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, something all new, live music at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also want to thank our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, our next guest is, let me think about this a second. How do I describe him? He is a, he's still a member of Super Talk Mississippi, even though he hasn't worked here in a while. And he's a very dear friend of mine and everybody associated with Super Talk. Lee Applewhite was promoted this week. It was announced he is the new, Senior Associate Athletic Director for Development, which is a huge promotion for him and one that's well-deserved. And Lee, he's with me here in the studio. First of all, congratulations, man. It's well-deserved.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you, guys.
Tell us what you're going to be doing now as the new Senior Associate Athletic Director.
Well, I mean, I'll have a lot of the same duties that I had before, major gift fundraising for the most part, and, you know, just – out and about every day trying to there's all kinds of different venues that we have to raise money for with college athletics now. It seems like it changes weekly, but just a lot of good work that we've done over the past 10 years as we just need to keep building on that. And you know, also being the baseball administrator now, it's a, you know, kind of a dream job for me to be able to work hand in hand with this great baseball program. And then, you know, just everyday duties, man, of an athletic department and the major gifts side. It's a ongoing, ever-changing atmosphere out there.
Lee was an incredibly valuable member of the Super Talk operation. And since he's taken the job at Southern Miss, he increased Eagle Club membership by 40%. Brought in 66 new Circle of Champion members. He oversaw $8.2 million of donations to the athletic program, man. You've been working.
We have, and that's not all me. Trust me, I've had some great people working with me and, you know, some great people that love Southern Miss, and, you know, people want to invest in their athletic department and their team, their schools. There's teams, their schools, so – it's been a fun ride, and I've got to meet a lot of great people and, you know, a lot of people to thank for this. First of all, thank you. I know I wouldn't be here without you giving me a chance here and, you know, just kind of the way it developed and had a relationship with Bill McGillis, and he decided to bring me on very green at the time. Mm-hmm. In college athletics. Had a lot to learn. He taught me a lot. I had worked alongside Brian Morrison. He showed me the ropes, taught me all kind of things. And, you know, in development, it's a skill. You know, it's kind of hard to teach that. But, you know, there's different ways to fundraise. And everybody kind of has their own way. And he helped me figure out my way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just being yourself. And obviously, I love the university and the athletic department. So it almost feels like it's not getting up to go to work every day. I enjoy what I do, and I get to work with some great people. Dr. Paul is a great leader. Can't thank him enough for, you know, putting this confidence in me. And then Jeremy McClain, the best athletic director I've ever worked for sure. He's the right man for this job. And, you know, just, you know, obviously thank my parents, everything they've done for me. And just the list goes on and on. There's more that I need to thank, but those are the main ones.
We're very proud of you, Lee. I do want you to know that we assured Coach Oz that this will be the last year they have to take bus rides to West Virginia, that you would raise the money for charter next year. And I want you to know he was pretty excited about that news.
Okay, Bob. Sounds good.
You've got somebody here with you. Tell us about this gentleman.
We're blessed. You know, we had a young man in our athletic department that rose through the ranks and was doing a great job. Luke Whittemore. He took an opportunity at Tulane, and we were able to pick up Roy. Roy was the director of operations for the football program. He's got a tremendous skill set and just a great dude. So we're lucky to have him with the athletic department now.
I want to ask you, Lee, and Rory can certainly jump in here. In the changing world of college athletics, transfer portal, NIL money, we heard just this week that McNeese State, for example, has a $1.5 million in NIL money just for their basketball program. McNeese State, now, how does that affect your work?
A lot. It's like I said, it's changing every day. When NIL first came about, we just weren't sure what it was going to be, and it really evolved quickly. At first, I believe I was still an assistant AD when this happened, and we started kind of raising NIL funds, and then we formed the collective. And at first, it was you stay focused on the athletic foundation and the Eagle Club and major gifts, and it just kind of evolved into, you know, every day. I mean, whether we talk to people and see what they're interested in, and we're gonna take an NIL check just as quick as we'll take an Eagle Club or Circle of Champions membership. So it changes daily, and there's more changes coming. We're just trying to evolve and figure the best way. And I'll say this: Jeremy McClain's a very smart man, and he's kind of figured this thing out quicker than most athletic directors mm-hmm. have. So we're ahead of the game in some of this stuff, and he's already preparing for the next steps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just try to listen to him and follow his guidance, and I think we'll be mm-hmm. fine.
Not just here, but any university now that have these collectives established, has that hindered your ability to raise money for the Circle of Champions or the Eagle Club? Because now here's another source of revenue people are being asked to generate.
Absolutely. I mean, it's affected the bottom line on the Eagle Club for sure, but it's where we are now. To be able to be successful is what you have to do. And, you know, there's only so much to go around, so our job is to go out and find new folks, bring them into the fold, and ask people to do more. It's not a, hey, please do one or the other. It's, can you help us in all these areas? And, you know, we just have to go out every day and find the folks that want to invest in Southern Miss and show them all the different ways that they can.
Mm-hmm. You're the baseball administrator, is that correct?
That's correct.
Describe that.
Well, it's just the everyday operations of the baseball program.
Could you have picked a better sport?
No. Okay. No, I was blessed for having that opportunity. I kind of go into this role as, you know, the term, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't broke.
No, it's not. I just try to be there for them, whatever they need. Coach Oz is a tremendous person, tremendous baseball coach with a lot of energy and a lot of ideas, and I love that. I just try to give him everything, all the things that he needs to be successful. That's my job, is to try to just accommodate them and be there when they need things. So that's the way I approach it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. He gave me a tour at the start of the year of the facility, of the stadium, and he was so proud of the – they call it the 16 out mm-hmm. the lounge area over by right field, and that's the first thing he showed me. He was really proud of that, and he credited you. He said,
well,
you found the money for that.
Well, we both did, and it was, you know, kind of his brainchild. You know, he had a vision there, and
it really worked too.
it did. You know, we were trying to fix a couple problems. One, trying to create more space for our season ticket holders, because we sell a lot of SRO season tickets and single game. The other thing was, we were trying to help the vision line for the roost people. Sitting in the roost, people sitting in front of them affected their vision. So, you know, we're growing, and, you know, we have plans to renovate eventually, but we're trying to fix this problem right now, and I think we were able to do it. So it seems to have flowed really, really well.
And it really enhances, I think, the view and the atmosphere.
It does. It does. You know, it was an area that this wasn't pretty. And we were trying to rack our brains and figure a way to make it flow better and look better and also function better. And, you know, thanks to our donors, they stepped up. They wanted to buy into the vision, and it worked. We were able to get it done.
All of us here at Super Talk are very proud of you. I'm particularly proud of you. You know, you're family to me, man, and I'm really happy to see you do so well. And so can we do this interview in Omaha?
Because
we're going to be in Omaha, can we do another interview?
I'll
with
be
you?
There.
Rory, take care of this guy.
I will.
One advice, though, if he takes you to lunch, just leave your wallet in the car. Otherwise, you're subject to get stuck
I've already learned that.
You've learned that, right? Yes, he never has any money when he's in a restaurant. It's truly amazing.
No, he's taking care of me.
You're working on those charters?
I'll continue to work on that, yes.
Lee Applewhite, everybody, the new Senior Associate Athletic Director for Development. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT provides state-of-the-art baseball and softball training for every age. You got a kid in your family and you want them to be the very best they can be on the diamond this summer, I would suggest a course at DBAT and ask for Luke Reynolds, general manager and a great former Golden Eagle baseball player. Our next guest was the women's basketball coach at Pearl River Community College for 10 years, and he is now the new head coach at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. And we thought, we have such a great relationship with PRCC, and Scotty Fletcher is a local guy who now has gone from a junior college to D1. And, you know, Coach, first of all, congratulations, but that doesn't happen a lot. You just don't see a lot of coaches go from junior college straight to Division I. So this is really a special opportunity, is it not?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And I would be remiss if I didn't stop and say a special thank you for you guys having me on your show. And I listen to you guys all the time, and I mean that. So you guys do a first-class job with just sharing insight and so many different perspectives. So first and foremost, thank you guys so much for having me. Honestly, it's a true honor to be on your show. And you're 100% right. And you know, like I do, look, without a vision and everybody believing in that vision and being on the same team and same page and being able to share a vision for our athletic department at Pearl River, it started with our president at the top with Dr. Brewerwood, who's a phenomenal president. Then obviously the players, you know, I didn't score a bucket this year and won't score a bucket next year. So those and the staff, you know, there's just so many people that go into this. And it's a true honor come true. It's a dream come true as well.
Well, we're really happy for you. You know, I got my friend Lee Applewhite in here with me. And when I told him you were going to be on the show, his eyes kind of lit up. You guys know each other. Get in here, Lee.
Oh, yeah. We've known each other a long time. He was just fixing to tell you how good of a basketball player I was.
He was, and unfortunately we ran out of time.
To start the show. Yeah, but no, yeah. Scotty's a great dude, deserves this. He'll do great. He was a great player. You know, played at Petal High School and then went on to play JUCO and played against the Golden Eagles a few times. A really good point guard, so I'm happy for you, man.
I appreciate that. That means so much coming from a friend and someone that I respect like you. And the biggest thing he left out is he and I are big hunting buddies.
Oh.
And so we shared some great, not only great memories on the hardwood, but also in the woods trying to chase that big buck. So, man, I got just so much respect for Lee. Always his first class and welcomes you with a heart, just an awesome smile, man, just warm welcome. So
I hope you have some time. I hope you have some time to meet up in Ebenezer this year.
That's right. I hope so too, at least for a day or two.
Yes, sir.
Now, Coach, tell the truth about this. When Lee worked out here with us, he had these big deer heads mounted on his wall. He had a big, huge brim one time. Where did he buy those? Do you know, Coach?
I don't know. Probably the same place I bought mine. That's what our wives say. Y'all spent all that money on hunting. Well, yeah, y'all just go to Bass Pro and buy this.
All right, Coach. You're the new guy at Louisiana Monroe. You're replacing the coach that obviously came here, Missy Bilderback, who did a really good job there. So some big shoes to fill. But about 2.5 minutes left. Your plans for Monroe and tell us about the transition.
Well, I guess the first biggest thing is Missy and I have such a great relationship. She did a phenomenal job there. I've known her family for a long time. So basically just somewhat a carbon copy of the model that she used to have success there. Now, when you see the athletic directors are being more open-minded to this portal age, if you will, and it's all about relationship-based. So for 10 years, sitting in a head chair at Pearl River, we've been able to be recruited by different leagues throughout the country. So we've sent our players to the leagues, in Sun Belt being one of them, the Atlantic 10, the Big East, the Southland, SWAC, et cetera. So now we're going to do basically a carbon copy and try to bring the band back together, if you will. Being now that those kids have an extra year of eligibility due to the Vanderbilt quarterback situation. So we'll be bringing some of our girls, and obviously we've got some current players on our roster that were being heavily recruited throughout the league and all throughout the country. So I think the biggest thing is identifying the talent that it takes to have a successful roster in the Sun Belt. The good thing is our girls have been able to go to the next level and have success, and not just sit the bench or have to transfer out because they went a level above. So now it's a chance for us to reunite and kind of get back together. And then the thing that I've just been most overly impressed with, there's so many elite junior college programs and coaches out there that are wanting to help Louisiana Monroe right now. And I hate to say Scotty Fletcher, but the fact that we've been so involved with the national office and all the scholastic events, we've been able to forge some relationships that have been very beneficial. They didn't have a dead end at the end of them. They had a sign that said, keep going. So the unwavering support that we've been able to have, and these coaches and players that have reached out and want to get on campus and visit the Bayou has really been overwhelming. And people are rooting for junior college coaches. You know what I'm saying? And the trend right now is not really hiring kind of power four sitting, you know, assistant coaches, because being able to reap, you know, just those contacts, man, and just junior college coaches are used to flipping a roster. So we're going to try to be very aggressive and do the same model that we did at Pearl River. The good thing is now we can use the whole world where we had limitations. We didn't go by the national rules. We only had a limited number of out-of-staters. So that gives us a lot of manpower and firepower right there.
Well, Coach, congratulations. We wish you absolutely nothing but great success at Monroe, and we're really grateful that you would take the time to come on our show.
Man, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Take care, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right. Scotty Fletcher, the new women's basketball coach at Louisiana Monroe. Sounds like a great guy, Lee.
Oh, he's outstanding. He'll do well there.
All right. That wraps up the show today. Back Monday with Oz, of course. We'll review the sweep of Marshall. 1 o'clock, Monday. Until then, Southern Miss to the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution. Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.